Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows how to help you save this 4th of July. Upgrade your laundry routine with the new and exclusive first-of-its-kind all-in-one vented laundry combo. Wash and dry in just 68 minutes. Save up to 40% on select major appliances. Plus, when you buy more, you save more. Shop Samsung this July 4th at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
The road to a new trial for Alec Murdaugh, well, it could be a long one. If he even gets there, that is the question that we are asking today, as Judge Toll already said, nope, I don't think so, but more so punted it down the road to another appellate court at some point in time, possibly. Here to discuss, Bob Motta, defense attorney, host of the podcast Defense Diaries. Bob, what is the next steps for Alec Murdaugh going forward?
Appeal.
Yeah.
Same thing. So that, you know, that issue will, and Judge Toll knew it. Mm-hmm. Like, she said it at the end of the, you know, when she kind of went through her little soliloquy at the end there. You know, she was very firm in her position, which, you know, if you saw her rulings going in, I knew she was going to deny it. Mm-hmm. Like, she made it extremely difficult for them to be able to meet their burden, them being the defense. And she selected, you know, what the standard that was going to apply, mm-hmm. which was the defense was arguing any contact with the jury is grounds for a retrial. Mm-hmm. And she was, no, that's not what I believe it is. I believe that it has to be shown that the contact with the jury affected their final outcome or verdict. Mm-hmm. You know, like, and when she said that, I knew. And then you had, like, kind of the shocking, the one juror, Juror Z, or I think they referred to it. Juror Z comes in and says, well, yeah, it affected the outcome. Like, it affected my vote.
That's the argument here. I thought they reached the bar of what they needed to do, because the bar was, did it affect the vote? And then it felt like Toll kind of pulled the goalpost back a little bit, going, well, what was Becky's intent? Does it matter what Becky's intent was if that's what the outcome of this choice was? I mean, if you drove through a crowd of people with your car and you run a bunch of them over, but your intent was simply to get to the Panda Express down the road, does it matter that you ran over those people? I would think it does matter that you ran over those people, even if it wasn't your intent.
I agree. And I think ultimately Toll was of the mindset that she's kicking this can down the road, man. Yeah. Like, she wasn't, you know, and she's got a very storied past. Like, she's a hell of a jurist. I mean, she was on the Supreme Court. She mm-hmm. was the Chief Justice of the South Carolina Supreme Court for a good period of time.
Yeah.
And then an associate judge on the Supreme Court, you know, so she's a very learned woman and extremely experienced. And, you know, I think she made the decision. She was going to let the higher courts deal with it. You know, I mean, she made her rulings and she was standing by them.
Did she already
knowing
have
damn
her,
well it was going to go, it was going to get kicked up. Like she knows.
Did she already have this decision made even prior to going into it? And I think that's a big thing because, yeah, very learned woman, very intelligent, has tons of experience, very well respected. And I guess that's kind of where I'm surprised, just kind of as a layman, of like, you're really good at this. What you said and what you did really doesn't reflect that.
Right. I know. It's, I think for kind of, I felt the same way about the trial judge and I think there exists a concept with trial judges that understand that they would rather be overturned on appeal than be the bad guy at that level or bad gal at that level and make a decision that is not going to be popular with the public at large. I mean, I know it's not supposed to factor in, but again, they're all human. We're all human. It does factor in. I think ultimately, I think she absolutely knew going in that day. I mean, she ruled from the bench. Mm-hmm. You know, she didn't take it under advisement. You know, and she couldn't have known that the juror Z was going to come in there and say, I don't think that there was going to be anything that was going to be done in that courtroom that day that was going to change her decision.
Yeah.
So my gut is, she fully knew what the way she was going to go. I mean, when you rule from the bench like that, without taking her advisement, that tells you the judge was decided going into the hearing.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's talk about juror Z for a second, because I mean, it is rather interesting. The fact that we had one out of the 12 jurors that seemed to have a very different recollection of what occurred in that jury room and the interactions with Becky. Everyone else saying, no, these things did not happen. I did not affect my verdict because I don't remember her ever saying these sort of things to me. Is that odd that you're going to have one that has such a different recollection of the events that took place?
I mean, it really is. It kind of goes to that thing where I think we were talking about a few episodes ago where you're like, you get that one juror who's like, oh yeah, you know, they formulate the plan, the money-making plan. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm going to write a book. I'm going to get some interview money here out of this thing. And then, cause it's to have all the other jurors say that it didn't happen is weird. Right.
Yeah. At the very, and I know nothing about Jersey. I'm not making an accusation that they're doing anything improper, but it is odd. I mean, and it certainly was worth speculating on, like we did the other week of, well, I mean, there's got to be some incentive here if you're going to be the one that's going to try and hang the or change the verdict of the Alec Murdaugh trial, and you're the one who comes out and says these statements, but it still didn't work. That being said, though, this is going to get punted down now to an appellate court. Is it going to be the same sort of process again with all of the jurors coming back in, or are they going to use the existing testimony from this for the appellate court to make their decision?
That's right. It'll be now no witnesses at the appellate level. It all is from the record. So, like, they'll rule on the record and apply the law, you know? So, this evidentiary hearing was one and done.
Okay.
I mean, theoretically, what could happen is the appellate court could say, all right, we've reviewed the record. We believe that Judge Toll applied the wrong standard, and we're kicking it back down for another evidentiary hearing. No. So, I mean, that could happen, you know, because he's still got his direct appeal as well, because this was really a collateral issue. Mm-hmm. I mean, kind of in that, you know, all the things that they'll be arguing about in his direct appeal, whether or not Newman went too far in allowing the financial crimes in, and that went on for 3 weeks, you know, like all those different issues will be brought up in his direct appeal. So this one, you know, will probably be, I'm assuming, lumped in there, or they'll just appeal this decision on its own.
Yeah.
Oh,
That being said, and knowing what you know and doing what you do, where do you think this is going to end up? Do you, in your opinion, your conjecture on this, do you think at some point in this process, Alec Murdaugh is going to end up with a new trial, or is the decision of Toll going to stand?
If they're going to do the right thing, as much as nobody wants it in terms of cost and going through it again, I mean, to me, it's a very slippery slope. Yep. To allow for a clerk or anybody to have conversations with the jurors. I mean, it's verboten. It's not allowed. Can't do it. The judges give speeches to the jurors, you know, in, you know, when they're sitting in the jury box, like, look, the lawyers are going to avoid you like the plague, because not because they don't like you, because we cannot even have the appearance of impropriety, let alone actual impropriety.
Sure.
And to me, you know, short of somebody coming up with some evidence that Juror Z is making this shit up out of whole cloth, it's, I don't know how you don't give him a new trial.
Yeah. Like,
because you've then set a precedent that it's okay, that there's a certain amount of communication that it's allowed mm-hmm. to happen with the jury.
You How can't do you have that.
Yeah. It can't happen, dude. It changes the entire system.
Yeah.
You know, that it, like, I'm hoping that the appellate court does the right night, not because I like Murdaugh, because he's a giant yeah. piece of shit, but because I care about the Constitution. I care about how the system works and operates. And that is a very slippery slope to have precedent out there saying that a certain amount of contact, especially of that ilk, where she's saying things. Yeah. It's not just like, oh, what do you want for lunch? Oh, I mean, obviously you're going to always have a bailiff or a clerk that's going to tend to the jury. This is different. Mm-hmm. This was her talking about the case.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I hope the appellate court kicks it back down for a rear hearing, for like an actual hearing with the proper standard. Cause I agree with the defense. Any communication regarding the case with the jury is improper and call for a retrial. Like, that was the defense's, you know, that was their position in terms of the standard, you know, and I agree with them. And I think that should be the standard. Like, why do we need to make any kind of rule that makes it allowable for people in positions of power to be discussing anything with the jury? Mm-hmm. Like, no one's going to be able to make an argument to me that's going to make that okay.
Yeah.
Or make it make sense. It's like, it's not allowed for a reason.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
What if I told you that right now, millions of people are living with a debilitating condition that's so misunderstood, many of them don't even know that they have it? That condition is obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD. I'm Dr. Patrick McGrath, the Chief Clinical Officer of NOCD. And in the 25 years I've been treating OCD, I've met so many people who were suffering from the condition in silence, unaware of just what it was. OCD can create overwhelming anxiety and fear around what you value most, make you question your identity, beliefs, and morals, and drive you to perform mentally and physically draining compulsions or rituals. Over my career, I've seen just how devastating OCD can be when it's left untreated. But help is available. That's where NOCD comes in. NOCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for obsessive compulsive disorder. Our licensed therapists are trained in exposure and response prevention therapy, a specialized treatment proven to be incredibly effective for OCD. So visit NOCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call with our team. That's NOCD.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from Finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Tired of losing weight only to gain it all back? The weight loss experts at SlimRank.com have done the research. SlimRank.com ranks the safest, most effective GLP-1 programs that get and keep the weight off for good. Stop watching the scale go up and down. Go to SlimRank.com and pick America's number one weight loss program today. SlimRank.com. That's SlimRank.com. Your dream body is just a few months away. SlimRank.com.